UN-sponsored talks on climate change ended early Saturday with little progress made on efforts to further curb emissions of so-called greenhouse gases, believed to cause global warming. However, the United States and European Union agreed to meet again in May for informal climate discussions. Participants in a two-week conference on climate change in Buenos Aires had hoped to make progress in determining what plan might succeed the Kyoto Protocol, which requires most industrialized countries to make specific cuts in greenhouse gas emissions by 2012. The accord takes effect in mid-February. The European Union insists that any future climate agreement must include the United States. However, U.S. Delegation Chief Paula Dobrianski argued it would be premature to negotiate for after 2012. The Clinton administration signed the 1997 Kyoto Pact, but the U.S. Senate never ratified it. In 2001, shortly after taking office, President Bush withdrew from the treaty, saying it would harm the U.S. economy. Instead, Mr. Bush has promoted long-term U.S. efforts to develop cleaner-burning energy technologies. Early Saturday, the United States and the European Union agreed on a meeting in May for informal talks on the global climate. But Peter Van Giel, Dutch Environment Secretary, says the urgency of the matter means more must be done.
We have the reports on the Arctic Council, we have reports on Patagonia, we have a lot of reports. Everything shows that the climate is changing at a fast rate. And everyone asks that we have to do something, and we all know that what we agreed in Kyoto will not decrease the emissions of CO2. So we have to do more.
In addition to worries about the impact of emission cuts on the U.S. economy, the Bush administration wants any future accord to include rapidly developing countries like India and China. Although the United States is the world's largest producer of greenhouse gas emissions, China is projected to surpass U.S. emission levels by 2025. Serena Parker, VOA News.